Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
Prank War Champion!
Yes, buddy.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin. If you want to have fun,
do something. Get crazy. Oh, yeah! Trivia Shore Summer Vacation! Let's be full training day, bitches! Kevin came out on the go. Next to Margalicious.
I have to say your real name, though. It's Morgan Ouellette.
It is Morgan Ouellette, but Margalicious sounds much better, and I'm so excited to talk about everything today. We miss you, Kevin.
Kiki Boo Boo!
Yes! Welcome back, Kevin. Hey, peeps. We miss you guys.
And Nokia, I know we've got a lot of dirt. You've been digging up
We've
got, like, the real truth behind what went on.
Yes, we a lot of dirt, a lot of scams. Yes.
Stacey, a.k.a. Staycation.
Time to get saucy.
All right, guys. Everyone's thoughts on tonight's episode.
It went from like, yes, to oh.
Yeah, it got a little depressing.
But it was, I think this was a good episode. I think it was.
We haven't had a bad episode yet, I don't think.
No bad episodes. You know what? I liked how they did it with Angelina. I thought that there was going to be a ton of drama, way too much screaming, but it took us on all these highs and lows, and then I'm kind of okay with her leaving.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We'll get into Angelina leaving. I think for me, what was disappointing, which was at the end, we wanted more of a payoff, but that's the tease, that's the beauty of the show. We leaves us wanting more. So ultimately, you know, great episode. And again, we just continue to see, it's scary. So listen, we've debated if Mike's in the sunken place, but is Angeline perhaps in the sunken place?
I think he's taking down a lot of people with him.
Right?
Yeah.
He needs to take Ronnie.
You know
next.
What?
Yeah, Ronnie's getting there.
Ronnie, this episode, I was impressed.
Staycation, Kiki Boom Boom. Yeah. You guys are always good at getting us the dirt. Can you find out where in Florida that the scientists are that are taking all the Italians?
I will figure this out. Putting
people in the sunken place.
And we're going to find out. We're going to head down there and do some reporting.
Yeah, we got to let them out of that sunken place.
Listen. Who doesn't love spiraling?
I do.
Right? Isn't that
can
like,
we just love that?
Don't they make it sound awesome?
Like, not only is it awesome, they have a whole day around spiraling, meatball day. So it's you shop, you take shots, and then you spiral.
And you spiral.
And then you get IV bags to like help you recover from that.
It's like, just talk about like no need for excuses, no bullshit. We just call it what it is. I mean, again, our panel might be biased. Juliet in the booth. Juliet. Yes. Do you find the concept of spiraling exciting like we do?
Yeah, I mean, I want to know more. Tell me more, Kev.
Well, spiraling, I'm just saying, like, they call it out, I'm going to spiral today, meaning I'm going to drink, and we know they're probably drugging too. Come on.
Yeah, 100%.
And it's just, the train's going to go off the tracks, and screw it, we don't care. And the whole day, and even the next morning, is dedicated to this spiral. So, Juliet, when I put that to you, does that sound exciting or not?
No, Kevin, I'm all in. I'm all in.
No, but it's exciting to you, or are you just being like nice to keep an old man happy?
No. Let's do it this Saturday. I'm all in, Kevin.
Really?
Let's spiral.
Okay, we talked about it. Listen, I know producers here get upset when we go a little bit off subject, but I went to Kiki Boom Boom, and I feel like I went to the right person. We want an itinerary.
Yes,
so,
I'm on
we
it.
Do want a day we spiral. We don't need to go to Vegas or Miami.
Nope.
We can do it here in L.A., but we need the full program.
You came to the right lady. I am the queen of spiraling.
Right?
And I got you guys covered. I'm going to work on this itinerary, and we're going to spiral together.
And then we go to, like, do we have to start in the morning, end at 2 in the morning,
yes.
And then probably won't be there the next day for each other, but
that's okay.
Well, listen, I will finance the banana bags.
Yeah!
Yes! By the way, has anyone ever done this
IV? I have not.
I've always wanted to. Right. How is that?
I did it in Vegas after when I went. It is honestly a life changer.
Were you really hungover, though?
You're so hungover. And what it does, it basically takes all the fluids and puts them back in you. Because, you know, getting hungover makes you dehydrated. So it puts all the vitamins back in you. And you feel like it's instantly better.
So headache, nausea, all
everything
gone.
Gone.
What the
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Heck, so then, gone.
I'd be drunk every day.
That's what I'm saying! I want a spiral!
I would have a personal ID bag with me. But how do you, like, call them up? Is it, like, an app or
a lot of places in Vegas.
Morgan comes from money. She knows. Morgan,
a lot of places in Vegas, like, they'll have, like, places you can walk up.
No, but they've got them in L.A., too.
We gotta learn how to just do it ourselves.
No, you can come. It's a website. They'll come to your house. They bring the IV bag.
By the way, I'll tell you something else. Let's. If we're gonna drink till 2 midnight, we have them come.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying, yeah. Just to get more powerful,
and then we can keep drinking.
Because Kiki Boom Boom, maybe there's gonna be the after hours party.
Listen, I will find that as well. I'm from the East Coast. I'm from New York. I'm gonna find some.
So we see a spiraling with Angelina and with
Ronnie
and. Can we back up a second about Ronnie?
Wow.
Who? Right? The growth of Ronnie.
I think Mike took Ronnie aside and was like, I need you to take a sip of this juice that I've been drinking. Yes.
Oh, and did they do that?
The teacup.
Right? That was it.
And Ronnie, for some reason,
he went to the second place.
Big bro Ronnie to Angelina. How crazy is
that? Which is so bizarre to me. But part of me, let's think about Ronnie.
Okay.
Let's really think about Ronnie. Does he realize that he was kind of maybe looking a little bad, or did he want more camera time? Mm-hmm. There's something. There's an ulterior motive. I'm sorry.
Always
there has
motive.
To be.
Always a motive.
Gets the spotlight off him from maybe cheating. I think he cheated, but.
Ooh.
Also, you know, no one on this show is evil.
No.
Was too dumb to be evil. but you know what? No one here is evil.
They're
bratty, narcissistic, mean. They all have these tendencies, but nobody's evil. Like sometimes you see these other reality shows and you see some of these people are freaking demonic.
Yeah.
And none of our kids are. You know, and I think he's a nice guy. I think to your point, it's like, God, I've been a shit. Let me step up and, as we say in wrestling, be a face. Yeah. Let me be the good guy.
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily think it wasn't genuine.
Yeah.
No, I think he was definitely being genuine. I just think it's Ronnie. You know,
I think he does mean well. And I also think, because remember when Paulie first told him about the prank, he was like, okay, this may be a little rough if she comes in. And I also think he kind of needs an ally in the house, because I think when she first came in, he assumed that she might stay a little longer. So he's like, all right, if I can get Angelina and look like the savior, everyone will kind of get off of my back.
Mm-hmm. So that brings up a good point. Is there any chance at all that this was cooked? And what I mean cooked is, you know, to anyone who doesn't know that term, was this produced? Did they? I think Angelina's in the dark about all of it.
Yes,
I do.
Correct.
However,
so sad.
Do the other castmates and producers know that she is literally here for 2 days? And furthermore, did they tell the king of pranks or the prank champion? I've already forgotten what.
Prank champ.
Yeah.
Right? What Pauly D is saying. But even. Maybe this wasn't Pauly D's idea.
No.
This was good TV, right? And do you think everyone knew it was like, hey guys, it's only 2 days?
No, I think that was a genuine reaction. I do think the producers came to Pauly. I think they needed
the boys.
I think they came to the boys and was like, look, this is what we want to do.
Okay.
I honestly don't think the girls knew.
I agree.
But then I think they also pulled him aside and was like, all right, cool. She's been here for a few days. We need to kind of get her out.
Yeah.
Wait. Or, listen. You don't play with Snooki.
No.
Right? Mm-mm. And we know she is the star of the show.
Yes.
Okay? You know, and right with Pauly, and even though Pauly's the most successful, and he's delivering such great stuff for us this season, I would say TV-wise, the star is Snooki.
Yes.
And I could totally see Snooki and the cast getting together and be like, no.
Yeah.
I don't want to. First of all, I don't want to be there personally. Second of all, I don't want to share the spotlight with somebody else. And I'm out of here. Like, I just think that they have the power now to veto that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it very well could have been one of those things like, I'm not going to do this. And they said, listen, it's only 2 days. Don't worry.
Right. I can see that, because they were genuinely upset. Like, especially J-Wall and her and Snooki were upset. So I can see them going to production.
Maybe.
Like, look. she has to go or we're going, and then I can see production like, let's
scrambling.
Just keep running. Let's keep running for a few days.
I think deep down inside they don't like her. I think they're like, oh, we're going to be nice to her, but deep down inside I don't think they really like her.
Well, like I was saying, just being around celebrities generally like to be with other celebrities. Mm-hmm. And this girl isn't, you know, yet. And she's not on their level because she wasn't on that show for a long time, you know. So I think that, and yeah, I just don't think they want to share the spotlight either.
And
you
I
know?
Feel like deep down they have to know that she hasn't had any success. She probably wants the money. Yes. So it's like, don't you milk our fame. Like, I feel like deep down they had to have known why she was there, and they're like, all right, no.
Like, you can't ride this channel and become as famous as us. You can maybe come back season two, but you can't. I see exactly what you're saying.
They kept saying, too, like, we've been together for 8 years. Like, you haven't been here.
That's a fact.
Most of the time. So, what they've been through. So, you know, they've gone on press tours together. They've gone on all these things together, and she hasn't been there.
As the boys say, facts.
Well, I mean, it's this happens on other TV shows, by the way, even actors. When a new character comes in, they usually we don't want it. I remember in Entourage, they brought in like he was kind of a thug character, Vinny's like buddy from home. I think it was Dominic.
Okay.
And on the show, they were really building him up as like, oh God, he's like the problem friend from home. He's in trouble with the law, but hey, he's always had my back. Blah blah. But we knew behind the scenes because we know the producers of the show that they were like, no. The actor's like, no,
wow,
no,
interesting.
No, we're good. Like, it's enough to get our storylines in, and all of us just not feeling it. And so, it happens. It happens. You know, I would like to know. Well, I guess we'll get to that later. For now, you know what is a great podcast for people to listen to?
And
what?
After they're done spiraling, maybe for that
night out, spiraling. Yes! After they're done spiraling, I want to spiral.
Well, a great podcast for that. If you guys want to have fun, learn, and grow in all areas of your life, for those who do, we've got the podcast for you. Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition, is hosted by our own AfterBuzz TV founder and drops every Friday on iTunes. So those Thirsty Thursdays or Thursdays.
Ooh,
when you're out,
you can recover.
You can recover.
All the bitches.
Inspiration. Conversations with Maria Menounos features celebrity and influencer interviews, along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of your lives, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Just go to iTunes and subscribe to Conversations with Maria Menounos for free.
Free!
Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was us.
Yes.
That sent you.
You guys, we have great fans on this show, but no one actually has gone there. All the other shows from other AfterBuzz shows have gone there, and they get the credit.
Jersey Shore!
We have such fun fans who comment on YouTube, so guys.
Little love over there on iTunes.
Help us out.
A little bit.
Yeah. So be sure and rate and comment, and when you do, well, like I said, be sure, guys.
Let them know.
Conversations with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out now.
It's a really, really great one.
Woo! Actually, you know what? I'm really proud of her.
It's really good.
It really is good. Okay, so, and I don't think anyone from Jersey Shore is listening.
They're like, we want to keep spiraling.
Right. Okay, so Aunt Dina gets pushed in the pool, and poor Aunt Dina, we know she can't handle the sauce.
Yeah, no.
Can't handle the drink very well.
No.
And... you know, she does, even though she points out, you wouldn't say that to Snooki, to JWoww, and she says that, I think, to, was it one of the boys? You wouldn't say that to Snooki.
Yeah.
It's true, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, even JWoww even calls her out, and I felt like that was a little harsh that they were like, Dina, stop talking, stop making it all about you, and that's kind of what started her crying, which I would cry, too,
okay,
if I was wasted.
True. Power of editing. Because remember, we all know what she's like when she drinks, so now imagine that broken record.
Over and over.
Right, and you know when you're the sober one? And how bad is it when you're drunk?
It's crazy because I used to be the crier when I got really, 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 really drunk.
Same.
Good to know when we spiral. Good to know.
I've gotten better, though. Like, now that I drink dark liquor, I'm actually really good.
Okay,
when I would drink white liquor, I would cry a lot. So when I became sober, I would be like, damn, I would apologize to my friends. Like, this is annoying.
It's annoying.
My friends took a video of me crying, and that's when I stopped. But I think, to be honest with you, it sucks because you got to think about it. Angelina's here. They're kumbaya with Angelina. We love you, Angelina. And Dino, who's always been on the outside, it's like, but what about me? So I felt really, really bad for her.
You know what? It was interesting, and it brought this back up to previous episodes. When I did the Jersey Shore After Show on MTV, they did a game with the cast members, and they were like, who's the one person that can dish it but can't take it? And all of them said Dina.
Oh. So I feel like she is very sensitive. She's a sensitive little Aunt Dina.
Yeah. And I think she's the little sister of the group.
She is. So they know they can pick on her.
Right.
She's a sweetheart.
But also to her point, she even was like, they pick on me because I'm so nice. But that's true. Like, she's always like the one who's like...
She is nice.
She doesn't argue back. Like, no one picks on JWoww. She'll punch you.
Yeah.
So... She's all bummed when she gets pushed in the pool, but who saw this coming, this moment? Angelina.
Saint Angelina.
Right? Push me in the pool. Like, we all got the chills.
That was the nicest thing. Because I even think last week, I was like, oh, she's not going to stay. She's going to cause all this trouble. I think my jaw, I dropped it a few times. Because that was the nicest thing for anyone to do. She's like, to make this girl feel better, just push me
in the
pool.
And listen, this is where conspiracy theories, and I know people think I'm crazy. But... I have to say, is she in the sunk? Is she in the?
100%
Is she in the sunk?
She is. I'm telling you, Mike has her signed up. Ronnie signed up. This week.
I mean, right?
She drank the tea.
But what a really nice moment! Yeah. And then it made little Aunt Dina feel nice.
But I will say, I love that they have her confessionals, and I feel like the producers do that on purpose. They're like, Dina, go into the confessional as soon as you get out of the pool.
Yeah.
As soon as you're drunk, go in and just start talking.
She's bawling.
But shout out to St. Angelina. That was really, really sweet.
Yeah, and when Ronnie pushed her in that pool, that was really
tough.
He, like, pushed her.
Her bobblehead went back. She okayed it.
She did. I'll tell you guys now, I'm not a fan of swimming, so I can't be pushing the pool for any of you.
Not what happened, don't worry.
Okay, I'm just saying.
I'm going to be like Mike the Situation.
Okay.
I'm going to be the nice guy.
The nice guy.
Just bring
the
us
nice
cheeseburgers
guy.
In
yeah,
bed.
Yeah, I'll be doing all that
Love
stuff.
Him.
Okay, speaking of Mike... Mom JWoww, and they actually called her mom on this episode, so we know she's the mom.
She's
mom
bear.
She calls. She drops a dime to someone in Beverly Hills to come out and get Mike his ring.
I love this because they have grown so much, and it shows so you even when they fight and argue, they are really a fam.
Mm-hmm.
They're super close. So for her to call her jeweler who did her engagement ring to help Mike, this whole episode, I'm like,
all the love. It's just too much.
But you know, they're delivering because we're seeing. You know, we used to say this actually when we did the first series at AfterBuzz that the kids weren't evil. They were just hot messes, but they were fun. And I think that's why I always liked the show. But they're still hot messes. Mm-hmm. They're not evil, but they have shown us growth.
Yeah.
And that growth has not prevented the entertainment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not like we have seven, you know, choir boys and girls. You know what I mean? Like, so it's nice. We're getting these really nice moments, but we're also getting the drama and the craziness, and we're getting the comedy. Very happy for Mike the Situation. Hopefully you guys will have good updates for us in the news.
I know. We got to find that ring now.
I know.
Like, I need a close-up.
Listen, you guys, earlier we mentioned that we want you to go to iTunes and give us a little bit of love for Maria Menounos' podcast, Conversations with Maria. But you know what? While you're there, can you go over to AfterBuzz TV's Jersey Shore Family Vacation and give us some love?
Yeah.
5-star rating, please. Yes. And any comments you have, leave them there. Questions, leave them there. And then Margalicious will shout them out for you when you do. And if you're watching us on YouTube, then please like and comment as you have been. And I know you guys have been very involved. But all that stuff helps our show, helps AfterBuzz, and keeps us showing up. And by the way, how many more weeks, you guys?
Do we have four more weeks now?
It's dwindling.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't either.
It's like, this is my heroin, and then I have to find Subutext. I have to find, like, the placebo, and it never works.
Oh, my goodness.
The Floribam is going to be okay, but it's not...
It's not Jersey.
No.
It's nothing like Jersey.
Shout out
man.
To Candace Rice from AfterBuzz TV, who's a cast member.
I love her.
And I know... maybe too much information. June 15th, coming out to LA, and you know, we're gonna sit down and have our own family dinner and figure things out. Speaking of family meetings and dinners, who here has seen Casino?
This weekend I was just watching it.
I love that movie. You did
Casino.
Bitches.
That's one of my good fellas is my favorite, but Casino comes
second,
after,
right? Yeah. So I always go to that moment in Casino where the bosses are talking about whether they should kill someone or not, and
This is it.
They go around the table, but it starts out like, you know what? Good guy. Yep. Next guy goes, yep. Loyal. Earner. Next
one. Oh, my God.
True blue. You know, and then finally the one guy at the end table goes, but then again, you never know. Boom. And that's it. And this is exactly what happens. Everything's going well, and then all of a sudden,
it's a wrap.
Pauly D's the one at the table goes, and then again, maybe, you know, maybe this went too far, and yeah, maybe we put a bullet in her. And literally, that's what it is.
Yeah.
Like, this is the mafia. She's out. Like, on the flip of a switch, gone. And we cut to this Last Supper. And of course, we're underwhelmed how it ends because, right?
It's heartbreaking, but I had a feeling because, you know, like they say, this is their thing. They came in this together. They want to lead together. And I think also the producers had this in mind. Let's bring her in just for a few episodes. We don't have Sammy. Let's sprinkle her in for a little bit.
Well, it's great. I think they could sell that to them. Like, guys, it's going to make good TV. Yeah. You want a good series.
Good ratings.
I think the kids would be okay with it as long as she's not full-time.
I think, and I think that's what their agreement was. I think they either said the J-Raw Snook, like, look, we'll bring her on for a few shows. We make sure we'll get rid of her after 2 days. Yep. And I think they were just genuinely surprised of how nice she was.
Yep.
And I think Jenny was like, let's just try this after the show.
I think they were really smart on how they handled it after. And they said, let's see how she interacts with us after we tell her that she's not going to
And hopefully we'll have some updates. And we should tease at the beginning. We have a Jersey Shore news expert, right? Outside of our news bureau that we're going to have on as a guest that we're going to go to in a couple of minutes. But when I think of how this all went down, you know, maybe we got just enough of her.
Yes.
Because if they're all going to be come to Jesus kumbaya,
it wouldn't be fun.
Right, then what's left? Anymore. Right, what's left?
Because you want to see the drama. You want to see them fight.
Right.
And if they're getting along, I'm okay with just one or two shows. And then after that, she can go. And maybe just pop up in season two. Maybe. Just the one or two shows.
What did you think of her what did you think of her comments in the article she allegedly was part of that she said Snooki's lips didn't come out good?
Honestly, I am not surprised by that article whatsoever. I've been keeping up with her press, and some of the things she says, I just think she's still the same person she kind of was.
Yeah,
of course
she's covering it up.
She's covering it up very well in these episodes, but she's all about herself. And the fact that she was like, Snooki's copying my look. Like, no, everyone has these big fake lips. Right. Like, it's not just
But
you,
I like
sweetheart.
How she threw herself in there, too. Like, my lips, I got them done, but they don't look anything like Snook's. Like,
they both don't look very good, ladies.
And I think she's doing things for any press right now, too.
I think she's still the same person. Mm-hmm. I think the only difference is she knows that this was her cash cow that she let the ship sail. And when she was first on that show, you know, she just, there was no one in her ear saying, hey, this is, first of all, it's MTV.
Yeah.
And even if it's a fraction of Real World, it's going to be way better than the life you have in Staten Island. And she was, remember, she wouldn't work at the t-shirt store.
Nothing.
She just, you know, she wouldn't play.
She would not. Can I just say, though, when Vinny tells her that, like, women from Staten Island and New York sound like truck drivers.
Oh. I don't date you guys.
As a New York woman, this is true. We can sound like truck drivers at times, but I know as a New York woman, I am working on that.
I like the way y'all
Thank
talk.
You.
Yeah, I think it's so funny.
You talk like that.
Thank you. Because I have New York mixed with Boston, but sometimes on the East Coast, we can, especially the New York women, we can be a little rough. And there's a bunch of memes. If you guys ever have time, Google the New York City girl memes, and it says that we wear Timberlands and we're like really mean to boys. And I'm like, we don't all talk like that, okay? Sometimes I do.
But
when
Staten
I get
Island can be.
Staten Island. Now, I'm from Brooklyn, but Staten Island.
Interesting that Vinny's dating a California girl.
I know.
LA girl.
Was dating.
Well, here's the quandary he's going to have, is if he does that, they don't fit in that little box, that house where mom's going to still be coming back to do the laundry. And
That's why I didn't see that working out.
Tough. You might need a hometown girl who's going to put up with that. Anyway, Scamulet, do we have our guest on the line? Bonjour, Juliette. Comment ça va?
Bonjour.
She's probably working on it,
I guess. Okay.
All right.
Should I do some fan shout outs while you wait?
Yeah, do the fan shout outs.
Our fans. Okay, well, our girl Amanda 5, we love your comments, first of all. She said this is her favorite podcast. And last week, she said she loved us three beauties together.
Oh, we love you, Kevin, but
no.
But she's awesome. And then last week, so we had a big debate on the Sammy Sweetheart lookalike, whether Polly actually slept with her. So Michael Santos 6 said he definitely smashed that chick. Yep. And then 19 Jonas Brothers 5 also agreed. I think Polly did sleep with that girl. He thinks, or she, I think it's a girl in that account, thinks that it showed them putting on a condom under the covers, which I didn't notice.
Yes, there is a part where I thought he was showing his
No,
penis.
I think they smushed. Good pickup.
Shout out to you guys.
On it. Y'all are on it.
Wow. He was, now that I think back, I thought he was just showing her the goods. He was putting on the condom.
And Vinny was right there to watch.
And Vinny's eating a cheeseburger.
What a real good family, man.
I just, you know, my biggest note on that was I think he could get...
I don't know what it is.
Did you think that she had braces? Because this was our biggest. I didn't know she had braces.
And by the way, if I'm Sammy, I'm home going, no way. And I was totally with Ronnie on that.
Like, she looked like she could be her little sister, but they don't look
she looks very young.
Sammy's beautiful. I don't.
I just feel like Polly could just do so much better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Our guest is on the line. Hello, sir.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi there.
We're okay. We're thick in Jersey Shore vacation. We are not spiraling. We're going to be spiraling in the future. But we're excited to talk to you because it seems like you're as obsessed with the show as we are.
Uh-huh.
All right. Do we just ask you questions about Jersey Shore? Do you have any dirt to spill to us?
Well, you can ask me questions. I don't really have any dirt.
Not right now. Well, tell us this. Well, tell us this much: is with Angelina, were they able to continue their relationships? Do you have any info where she's continued their relationship since this taped, or has it been radio silence?
Well, her and J-Lo actually were shooting on Twitter today while the show was airing, and so I know they're still not getting along right now. When they mentioned on the show that they was going to try outside of the show.
Wow.
And I'm seeing her and Snooki, they're cool. They just filmed the podcast together.
Gotcha.
So as far as I know, Snooki is the only one that she keep up with right now.
And so with you following all this information, are you just following all their Twitters and Googling everything, you know, to put out your news, your Jersey Shore news?
The only person I do talk to from the show is Angelina. Sometimes she would like give me information that she'll tell me, like, she sent me a picture with her and Snooki, but she told me not to post it until Thursday.
And also, you're the one that leaked the video of Ronnie out at the club with that girl that was on the show that night. How did you get that?
Yeah.
You know what? I was on Twitter, actually, and I think, because at first, the reason why I started the page is something just clicked in my head just to start the page. I don't know. I didn't know that it was going to do as big as it's doing now. Like, I thought it was going to be something small. But I went on Twitter and I typed in the hashtag Jersey Shore because I knew they was, you know, Miami Shimmer. And there's usually a lot of videos on Twitter and I'm spotted out. So I ended up saving the video to my phone, uploading it. And I actually didn't know nothing anybody knew about it until I watched the show. Mm-hmm. But that was the video that I uploaded. It was my first page that I had.
Well, with that video, did Ronnie or Ronnie's baby mama reach out, like, say, take it down? Did anyone from the cast say, like, what is this?
Nope.
Yeah, because I thought it was you that sent me something that Ronnie said, or sent you a picture of him, like, hit or something from his girlfriend.
What?
That's something they got in a fight between
the... Yeah, since a fan had, he was talking to a fan on Instagram. And she screenshotted the picture that he sent her. And then she screenshotted that and sent it to me. And I posted it on my page, on my story.
So she hit him, and he sent you a picture of the marks?
Sent one of the fans a picture, I guess, because they was DMing him all day. And he was uploading all his DMs that day on Instagram. So he was communicating with his fans that day.
Okay.
So, once one of the fans got the video, she sent it, you know, the picture, she sent it straight to my DM.
Oh, wow.
And that's when I had put it on my story.
DeAndre, what else has Angelina opened up to about?
Like, I usually ask her if she's going to be on a new season or not. She won't give up that information, but she'll give up, like, light details as far as, like, how filming is going and who she's getting along with and all of that. But it's not really, like, a lot of key as far as like,
gotcha,
you know, what they're doing behind the scenes of the show.
She's playing it safe, which is smart. Yeah. Which is smart.
Because she's trying to be on next season.
Got yeah, yeah, I get it.
They just started filming season two. So
they start filming that?
They much more like they do the little scenes from like the first episode. I know. This season they've been doing a different dynamic. It's like a teen mom type of dynamic, but it's gonna still be mixed in with them living together. Most of today's scenes is gonna come from like they lives outside of the shore, living together, and then they gonna come together and then live together.
Okay, and is that because Snooki and the girls didn't want to be away from their families for that long, or was this a decision where they just think it's gonna make a better show?
Yeah, I had watched the interview on YouTube, and Snooki has said she couldn't be away from her kids for a month like that again.
And they're taping now because that would be a Jersey Shore summer, right? Yeah. So that would make sense. Do we have?
There's no location yet. And Seaside, they actually wouldn't approve them because they're trying to make it a family-friendly type of, you know, town now. So bringing Jersey Shore back is going to cause a lot of.
What? No, this can't be family friendly. Like it's MTV.
What?
No.
Wait, are you saying Jersey Shore wants it family friendly or MTV wants it family friendly? Meaning
Seaside, the
Seaside.
No, the type of the family.
Okay. Yeah, they don't want that. Yeah, the rabble rousers down there. My people. Wow. DeAndre from at MTV is it MTV Jersey Shore News _ is that where we find you?
Is Jersey Shore MTV News, I'm sure, yes.
Gotcha. Okay. DeAndre, do you want to hang in while we do our news? Maybe you can comment too?
Sure.
All right. Let's Kiki Boom Boom, let's go to the news.
Woo-hoo! AfterBuzz TV News.
Yes, thank you so much, DeAndre, because most of what you said, I have in the news as well. So shout out to you, my news ally. So the creators of Jersey Shore, they are actually going to create a spinoff. It's kind of like a Jersey Shore, but it's going to be at the Lake Ozarks in Missouri.
That's the sub you text to my heroine, DeAndre.
Don't shoot the messenger, but production, they launched a casting call, and that is the website Party Co. On Wednesday. Show creators are looking for people who are most interesting, craziest, hottest, loudest 21-year-old summer vacationers, according to their website. So if you guys are in the Missouri, Kansas, Illinois, Nebraska, Iowa.
You said Missouri, right?
Yeah, Missouri, Kansas, Illinois, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, and the surrounding areas, they are looking
DeAndre,
for you.
DeAndre, is that where you're from?
No, I'm from Michigan, actually.
Can you get there? You can go to the audition.
Close
okay,
enough.
Can we talk about, we tried the Hillbilly Shore.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Yeah. You need like a Miami, it LA, something
like,
hot.
Floribama's good. Like,
yeah,
like a,
something different.
Right, because Sally Salzano's a great, she's great at casting.
Yeah.
But I just, I'm not interested.
No. And it's the same production company, same people.
I know, well, but again, so there's a chance because of that, but. You know, Midwestern people are generally nice. I mean, we have a kid, Jeff Graham, here, who's like the face of our province. He's the nicest guy in the world. Like, I'm sorry, I need my trash.
I don't think we're going to get it in Missouri.
Nope.
You know, or you get a different kind of trash. You get like hillbilly trash.
What do they do in Missouri?
Do you agree with me?
Can you repeat that again?
Do you agree with me? Do you think it's going to be a good show? I mean, do you think it'll live up to Jersey Shore?
I'm not sure, because, like, I've been testing out Florida, but I'm on my page, and it was getting so much hate. Like, these new short shows that's coming out, been getting so much hate, because everybody just want to stick to Jersey Shore.
People like that nostalgia.
I feel like, here's the thing, with Florida Bama, it feels a little bit like half Jersey Shore, half Real World.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's why, to me, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. That's my subutext. For my heroin, but this other thing, no, this is like would be like a bad dose of heroin. It would kill me.
So you guys are not here for Party Co.
Because remember the other one that came out?
Yes, no.
They tried to transition.
Was it?
Go ahead, DeAndre.
When it breaks.
What was?
When it breaks.
No.
Yeah,
it was
show, When it breaks.
No, it was. It started. It was right after Jersey Shore ended. They transitioned into the. Remember, they took like a back of a pickup truck and tried to make it a
yes.
swimming pool.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
What?
Right?
And I know.
I think even one of the cast members died.
Yes. Yes. Oh my God.
They did. It was like a.
What
they
was
were
it
like
called?
In the South, and they would do like crazy things, and they were like fighting in the
but
mud.
They were in like a cabin or something.
Yes.
Yeah. It just.
It
anyway.
Just wasn't.
All right.
They need like
sorry.
A Vegas show. Why don't they do one in Vegas?
Exactly.
You're right. Fun. Vegas
Ooh,
would
that
work.
That would be fire.
That would work. So if you guys are not here for it, do not go on partygold.com. Another thing that DeAndre pointed out about Seaside wanted to make it friendly, family friendly. So Seaside, they want to shut down the famous club that MTV Jersey Shore was filming in. Officials are looking to shut down the club that served as a favorite playground for Snooki, J-Wall, Pauly D in the situation. Seaside Heights, announced that last week they are seeking an injunction in New Jersey Superior Court to halt the business at Club Karma. No. So if you guys are going to Jersey Shore this summer, Club Karma will not be there. They are trying to take away their liquor license because I think with Club Karma, it's 21 plus. It's actually 18 plus.
Oh, but there's no.
So New Jersey's not here for it. And then the club is saying that the New Jersey police and the NYPD has been bothering them.
They might try to shut them down. They probably at some point realize that the area is more lucrative to get rid of that. You know, so I know Daytona Beach and Fort Lauderdale, these were places in the 80s that were huge party scenes.
Yes.
And the people just got together and said, get this out of here, because for the few weeks that of spring break, they're wrecking the city.
Yeah,
and
true.
So, mm-hmm. so
it's a mess.
So I think, wow.
Jersey Shore is getting gentrified, so they do not want the mess back. And I think that's why they were in Miami. And I think season two, they're going to be someplace else.
Where do we lead our people?
I know.
Come to LA.
I feel like I could be Moses for them.
Come to LA.
I'm like, I have to take my people. I have to bring them somewhere.
Well, speaking of LA, our favorite party guy, DJ Pauly D.
Wait, what?
He is on a DJ tour. You guys can go on DJPaulyD.com to get some tickets. But he is coming to LA June 17th. He's going to be at the Highlight, and I feel like we should make an appearance.
Morgan.
I think I should just go say hello.
I think you should, and you should just say you work for the AfterBuzz TV After Show. And if you guys are not in LA, he's also making some stops in Atlantic City. And he's also going to be in Tallahassee, Florida. There are more dates on DJPaulyD.com.
Nice.
All right. Our girl, Angelina, she got engaged in January, and she talked about her new boo.
Right.
But even though her new boo is super supportive, his page is really private.
Ooh.
So it's like he doesn't want anything to do with it. But as we were watching the show, we were trying to figure out some updates with Angelina.
Yeah.
And as DeAndre says, she is really good friends with Snooki, but she's not friends with J-Ron. She put out this article, which she just retweeted on her page. It says, and since the time filming has wrapped, Angelina has been in contact with some of the gang. Somewhat, she says. They had a group chat, and J-Wall said she couldn't be a part of the group chat. She says, me and Jenny, we have a lot of stuff to square away. There's a lot of stuff that has been spoken about on social media, and it's unfortunate. But as far as me and her, we're not in a good place right now. So that is the update on our girl, Angelina. So this is a new segment I'm doing called... Is Ronnie and Jen back together this week?
Good
addiction.
Oh, Jesus. I love them. So on social media, if
Come
you take
on.
A look at Ronnie's story, and it's usually, he starts to post his stories usually around the time that we watch Jersey Shore. So the first thing he puts on his story is when your biggest fear comes to reality with a bunch of sad face emojis. Then he flips out because I think the fans were coming at him, and he's like, next fan to try to tell me how to live my life when they haven't accomplished anything with theirs is getting put on blast. Ooh. And I'm going to let my real fans roast all you haters.
Damn. Oh.
So then today on social media, I'm like, what's wrong with Ronnie?
Yeah.
So then I go to his baby mama's page.
This weekend, she was getting turned up. She was getting turned up.
So she posted this very sexy photo with a girlfriend of hers. And when I mean sexy, and she wrote, new phone, who this? Take a look at her.
I mean, she looks great.
Look how great
baby.
She
like, damn. Yes,
they were partying with dudes this weekend together.
Oh,
like
so.
Buff. Vegas guys.
Yes.
So I think there was a little feud going on. And
Ronnie
was out with girls too.
Ronnie who? And Stacey was telling me that even over the weekend she was posting more posts and they were posting more subliminals. But look at this girl. She looks amazing.
And she looks real good, but I guarantee you she was not acting like a mom and hub. Wife there.
So next week I will have an update on is Ronnie and Jen back together?
Probably not.
Excellent job with the news. DeAndre, thank you for sitting in. It's at MTV Jersey Shore News _. DeAndre, please stay in touch with us as we will with you. Let's go to predictions.
Ooh.
And now, your After Buzz TV predictions.
Ooh.
God damn it, I can't take my eyes off that picture.
She looks freaking great.
Look how great she is.
Yeah, she's
new,
hot.
New phone, who this? Just had a baby, who this?
And the friend, too.
I mean, both hot.
Well, didn't he say her friend had like 1.3 million followers?
Yeah, she had like she's 1 million well followers. Followers. Yeah.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous, meaning I'm upset. I'm going to the gym right now.
Lemon.
Well,
predictions.
weird outro because what the hell for next week?
I know.
There's a bad smell in the car, and Angeline's in that car, and Angeline appears to be in a different outfit.
A different outfit.
Oh,
and it, did it look like she was crying? And yeah. She looked a little upset.
Like crying. But then I'm like, are they laughing, crying?
Right.
I
don't know what to predict next week. I'm assuming she's not going to be there that long.
No.
That was a weird, like, the way they ended it.
But then with the weird outro, now I feel like she might be staying, like, somehow weaseling her way back in.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I think I'm lost. I think I don't know what to predict because I can easily say she's going to leave, but it looks like she still might be there.
We're due for a kind of a soft episode.
Yes.
We've been having great episodes every week. So I don't know. Maybe that's why we don't have that great of a tease. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe MTV's still working on it, and next week we'll get a better program.
Uh-oh. Ooh. Cabs are here, you guys.
Cabs are here.
Staycation.
Staycation. Hey, guys.
You
can find me all over social media at Stacey Olives. And hit us up in the comments. We love hearing from you.
You guys can find me on all social media at Kiki Boom Boom. And if you love MTV, I'm doing Team Mom on Mondays.
Ooh, I love Team Mom.
Ooh. And I am Morgan Willett. You can find me at Morgan_Lett. I'm about to start the Big Brother after show in June. So stay tuned for that. It's my fave.
Adam Nagaro, you've got me for AfterBuzz TV Billions. You've got me for AfterBuzz TV Bar Rescue. You've got me for The Tomorrow Show. And guess what? We will be reuniting kids for Floribama.
Yay!
Don't we all do that together or no?
No, right? Sure.
I'm down.
I'm down.
Who did we do it with before?
We did
Morgan?
Roxy and Bryce.
All right, we're cutting Roxy and Bryce. They're out. That's it. This team must stay together. We got to keep the family together.
Family.
No, Roxy's Angeline. We're not letting her in.
Roxy, we love you.
I love Roxy.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.